Welcome to my podcast. I can't believe this is actually happening. This first episode is with a good friend, Andy Scullin, and producer of this podcast, and also host of his own podcast, Unsigned 518, and like Liver of Life and many other things. He does like too much. I'm always like, how are you doing all the things that you're doing and like keeping your brain together? Yeah, it's pretty wild. So we have a lovely conversation about just like kind of life and all the things that go along with it, which is, you know, the idea for this podcast. I just want to like sit down and talk to people and get to know people a little bit better on a more intimate level, because I just don't love small talk, to be completely honest. I kind of hate it. And I meet people and I'm just like, so what's your trauma? It's probably unhealthy. Also, there's a train going by. I'm not sure if you can hear it. I guess we'll see if that pops up in the recording or not. But yeah, so this is Andy, who is just one of my most favorite people on the planet. He's just such a kind, sweet soul with the best dog, like such a good dog. And you know, when someone has a good dog, they're a good person, right? I feel like that's like a huge green flag. We love that. So yeah. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with Andy. And if you want to be on the podcast, reach out to me. If you know someone who you think would be interested in being on the podcast, reach out to me. I just want to like sit and chat and have friendly conversations and be maybe not so normal, even though it's called too normal, you know, but we're not. None of us are normal. So hope you enjoy.
Talking to people.
We're on. We're here.
We're here.
I just got like my stomach just went. Stomach just dropped. Oh my god.
So do you want me to lay the foundation and get us rolling
on maybe our little venture? Yeah, I guess so. Even though you're supposed to be like relaxed and not working right now, like I'm supposed to be interviewing you.
Well, I mean, but I am relaxed.
You're relaxed. You know? I just learned you're a Vermonter, so of course you're relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why, like, I was, because before we got, I said I had anxiety, and I was like, but I'm a Vermonter. I'm
like, so you have anxiety, but it's different than all of the anxiety that the rest of us have.
Same anxiety, I think, just the way we are taught to deal with it is different.
What is it? Go out to the woods?
Yeah, or just
stick your hands in dirt?
That's how we were taught to deal with it. Don't.
Just don't. Yeah. Don't deal with it or don't have it?
Don't. With both. They're like, don't deal with it, and if, or don't have it, and if you do have it, just pretend you don't.
Pretend you don't.
And go outside.
Yeah, and go outside and just be outside in the trees. Yeah. Oh, man.
And that is where I grew up, in the trees.
In the trees. Where in Vermont?
I grew up in a small town called Chester.
Okay.
It is, like, from where we are here, it is about 90 minutes directly east.
Oh.
Actually, where I work, because I work in Vermont.
Oh, that's okay.
Work only about 15, 20 minutes from the town I grew up in.
Get out. Yeah.
And it's so funny because I don't visit.
Right.
when I go there.
Oh, my God. That's so
and,
funny.
Like, I work there 3 days a week. And, there's people that I like grew up, you know.
Yeah. It's the homies, the town homies.
Yeah. And they'll be like, how come you never stop by? And I'm like, because when I'm done with work, I'm leaving. I want to go home.
I'm going home, yeah, which is another thing that I know you and I have bonded on, which is the desire to only ever be home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always.
It's true. I had a guest on Unsigned 518 this past weekend, and I was, you know, kind of saying how, you know, I don't go to a ton of shows. And I was like, I support the scene from here,
right?
You know, and it's true, like all my stuff I do in this room,
which is huge, which is then I guess it's a big deal that you came to mine and TJ and Sydney's show then. That was what a pleasure to see you guys. That was so fun. Yeah
And that was I texted Katie at like 9 a.m I was like, hey, you want to drive down to Albany and catch Angelina and TJ and Sydney playing? And that was great by the way.
Thank you.
Set
really
up
fun.
And like the three of you up there, you know, chatting, and I didn't, you know, things like I didn't realize that you and Sydney had
we literally
only
had
met.
Never met. Yeah. Yeah.
That was crazy to me. Like,
yeah.
I spent the whole night processing it.
I know. Like, literally same. I know.
I cannot believe they've never met.
I know. It's wild. Especially just because TJ and I have gotten, I guess, like, pretty close in the last, like, year or so. He'll definitely be on the show, too. But, like, we've just bonded over, like, our mutual hatred of a lot of people.
You know, so funny. You need that outlet, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. And that's what I always say to TJ. I'm like, you got to get it out. You, like, got to get it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, and I just feel like I've known her. It's just tangential scene related for years now. And I just feel like we've never interacted in person. And then, of course, like, you know, we've chatted over Instagram or something.
Right,
but,
right.
And that, it was stuff like that, like, doing those songwriter circles are really, it's really hard for me to not just be like, chit chat the whole time and be like, oh my God, I have to tell you like what I thought about that song. And like, it's not even my turn next, but like, Sydney, I have to tell you about this, like that line that you just said, whatever. Like, it's really hard for me to like turn it off.
Yeah.
But I love that type of
setting.
Same
with being a podcast host.
Right.
I can't even tell you, like, I try to do very little editing.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Because I just want it to be this, you know, just
totally.
We're talking. There's no,
that's how
there's
I
no
feel
need
too.
To be like, oh, whoops, I made a mistake. Because
right.
like I said, there's no plan, you know,
right.
we're just talking. We all know
right.
how to talk, but like,
yeah, some
post,
people are better at it.
Right. But like, because I'm my own producer and
right.
like, you know, normally like I will be your producer
yeah.
as well.
I'm like so excited. Yeah.
So those listening, I will just be silent. I'm not even going to have a microphone.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be silently
yeah.
off
but
being
I
a producer, you know?
Yes. But I wanted to bring you on for the first episode because I was like, I just want to have a conversation about like, I guess what this will be, even though I don't really know yet.
We're going to figure it out.
I think it's like figuring itself out. I think it's going to figure itself out as it goes. Cause I originally was like, okay, well, like I want to make sure I bring it back to music. Cause it's like under the Metroland like banner. So it feels like it has to have some kind of music or art or something kind of related in there. So then I was like, well, maybe I'll have like a slew of questions at the end that I'll ask everyone that are music related or something.
Right.
But I also feel like I was going through some questions today and I was like, well, some of these questions would be great to ask normal people who have no musical talent at all. And then I was like, but it would be really cool to ask people with musical abilities these kinds of questions. So I don't totally know like what it'll
do. You
what
have
exactly
questions today?
I did. I had just some like music ones that for you, you're a musician. So I'm like, we're going to talk about music. Like it's going to come up.
Right.
But I had questions. Like I was like, just in case I can't think of anything to say, you know,
we'll think of things.
I'm just thinking like my phone is over there, but which has all my questions on it, but it's okay.
I should probably silence mine. Things that, you know, like you didn't even know that I played guitar.
I know. Okay. So like I found out that you played guitar today. I found out literally before the podcast started, found out that you're from Vermont, you play guitar and you've met Colin Hay three times.
Three times. Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
If you know who Colin Hay is, you understand what big of a deal, does that make sense? That is, that's a huge deal.
And for me, like personally, it's a huge deal because, I mean, and again, for those that don't know, Colin Hay was the lead singer of Men at Work. And I'm old enough, like I'll be 52.
No way.
Yeah, I'll be 52 in like a month.
What?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That is wild. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My God, I thought you were like a cool 43.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm 51 now.
It's all that pretending you don't have anxiety.
It's the anxiety keeps me young. And you know. But yeah, so I remember like when Men at Work came out, like, you know, Cargo was like 83.
Okay.
I think. So like when I was 10, I was definitely listening to records.
Yeah.
You know? And I was definitely buying records.
Yeah.
Because like.
Do you remember the first one you bought?
If it's not. Like, you mean the first one I bought like myself?
Yeah.
That was Survivor Eye of the Tiger. The first one that I had.
That's awesome. Okay.
Was Men at Work.
Oh, but, dope.
Yeah,
okay.
But I didn't buy that one.
Okay.
That was given to me. But it was always so funny at Christmas. Like when we were, you know, you'd see under the tree and you're like, yeah, I wonder what that is. Yeah. Looks like a wrapped
definitely
up record.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So I'm a guess, you know, this is
oh
fragile all over. You know.
Yes. Yes.
But
aww.
Yeah, so I remember aww. Getting that record, you know, and they were like the first band that like me and like my buddy Evan. I don't know if you've met Evan. He's run sound at. Have you been to one of the Andy Paloozas yet?
Last year,
yeah,
I did
so
go.
He's my,
I was
he's
there.
The guy who runs sound.
Okay. Okay.
He brings his enormous sound system. That's my lifelong best friend.
Oh, no way.
From Chester.
From Chester, Vermont.
From Chester, Vermont. Yeah. Okay. And he's the reason I got into radio. Like, he...
Get out.
...is the reason that I got into cool music. He's the reason I listened to the Ramones and Pink Floyd. Like, when we were, like, eight... Or
get
you know,
out.
We were little,
yeah.
And like he had cool music because he had a you know cooler older sister. I also had an older sister, but I'll just preference. He had the cooler older sister.
Yeah, the cooler. Whereas,
like
yeah.
I was the cooler younger brother, I think. Because like, most of the time, my sister would be like, "What's that?
What you got
listening
going
to in there?"
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah,
I had the cooler older brother. Like nice. It was just like downloads on iTunes, and so it was like anything that he just like had downloaded on iTunes. It was like, oh well, now this is the music that I listen to and love. You know.
Right.
So it was like that's how I found like the Beastie Boys and, like Linkin Park and nice. Like that kind of stuff. Yeah. But anyway.
I mean, there's a place that like you know. As much are you going to allow cursing on your podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. As much as people used to shit on nu metal, like it had its place.
100%.
And like I am, and I've said it so many times. Like I don't have guilty pleasures. Like I don't. Like if there's something that I like it.
You're like I'm not being guilty about it. It just is a pleasure.
Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory is a fucking fantastic album.
It's a great
from beginning
album.
To end.
It's a
like,
great
beginning
album.
To end.
Correct.
And I've
correct.
Revisited it like recently.
Yeah.
And you know, almost like ready to shit on it, and then be like.
And then be like,
oh,
no, actually,
no
shit, this
really
is good.
Good.
Like, and then, like, when they did good. The one with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
great album.
And they just, like, Deftones are another one of the, they were, like, a new metal band that transcended it.
Okay.
They, like, came out of it and are still making relevant music today. Oh. They're still, like, one of my favorites. Like,
cool.
I really, really like them. And they put out a remix album of... What was it White Pony, which was they put out in like 2000. It was like the you know anniversary release or whatever. And there was a remix from Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. And again,
what?
I was like, "What's going on here?" And it blew me away.
Oh my god, and it was amazing.
Like, was
oh
like,
my god.
Oh my
dope.
God. This
yes.
dude like knows what he's doing.
Oh my
and
god.
Also Robert Smith from The Cure.
Oh my god.
Did a remix of one of their songs that was just like, what?
What?
Like, how are they on
how
Robert
is any
Smith's
of this
radar?
Happening? Yeah, yeah. Correct. Like, correct. Yeah.
But yeah he
Isn't
did
that
a,
weird
he did
how
remix.
That happens? Yeah, yeah, that's wild. It oh, that's weird. So cool. But yeah, so I definitely wanted to like address. Well, I had a question for you that like we didn't really talk about, and I was like, I'm gonna ask him this on the podcast because you actually reached out to me and asked me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So why? I was like, why me? I'm like, because I'm like, I don't know if I want to hear my voice for like you know an hour at a time. I don't know, but or however long these will be.
I mean, there's a bunch of reasons. One, like I am comfortable around you.
Mm.
Like you know, I feel like we. Developed a friendship
Definitely.
Where like
I
can I
agree.
Just be like, hey, you want to do a podcast in my garage? And
yeah.
I could be like, what?
And be like,
like you know,
yeah.
Like,
even though I was thinking about the first time I came over here to do the Unsigned 518,
everybody
which was
does, yeah.
yeah, right, yeah.
And like, I always feel so bad, and like, so many times I like always try to mention like, oh yeah, and my wife who's right
yes,
out
yes,
the
yes,
other
yes,
room.
Yes.
You know,
you literally, I remember you definitely did that to me because I literally was like, I'm gonna go over to this strange man's house in his. Like garage,
yeah,
like
yeah.
I was like in the middle of Schuylerville, nowhere. Like what? Oh, sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have said where you are.
No,
but,
no, it's fine.
In the middle of nowhere. Like I just was like, this is gonna be, I'm gonna be murdered.
Yeah,
you know,
it's weird. But
I
do
wasn't.
Try to like, and like, I might have even I don't know. But sometimes I'll even, ladies that are coming on, I'll make sure to be like, hey. If you want to bring a friend along just for the ride.
Yes.
Yeah, which is my way of being like, if you want to bring somebody to make you feel safe. Like,
bring someone. Yeah.
Do it, please.
Yeah. But like, you literally like, I was thinking about it when you were at the show the other day and you like walked up and you're wearing like your rainbow glasses. You have like your little rainbow pin. You have like whatever it is. And I'm like, you are literally like your screaming ally. Like you're screaming safe.
I try
so
to.
I, was like,
I
it's
try
okay.
to. Like I really tried. And like earlier when we were talking before we got recording, when I was saying, I can't remember what I was saying, but it was something about the, oh yeah, holding the microphone correctly.
Yes.
And I was like, and it's always fucking dudes that do it wrong. Like, yeah, I know.
Oh
I know,
my God, it's
I
always
know
the
old
dudes.
White men
always
suck, you know, and it's tough being one. So that's
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
Like,
also fair.
I'm going to
like,
shoot
I'm safe.
Out
I'm
beacons.
Safe. Yes.
Like, it's fine.
Oh my God. There are like those TikToks. Are you on TikTok?
Hell no.
No. I was a diehard, like, never going on TikTok. And then a couple years ago, downloaded it because I was like, okay, apparently it's like just like a great way to promote your music. Like, so many people are blowing up on TikTok and getting record deals and being signed to massive labels, you know? So I was like, I guess I have to do this. It is like the scariest and best thing ever because it curates to your like brain so hard.
That's,
it's wild.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's wild how good they are at like finding, at like knowing your brain. But there's been this trend of just like these like guys walking around, they're like, how I like let women know that they're safe in public, and it'll be like a dude and he like does like a Vogue pose or something. He's like hiking and just like doing this and he's like, what's up, ladies? Yeah, they're probably on Instagram too. They make
Slay Queen.
Yes, and they're like you're safe around me.
So I remember one time when I lived in Troy, like
You lived in Troy. So yeah. When you moved here, where did you live first?
In Troy.
Okay. Yeah.
It was for a girl. It did not work out.
Yep.
But you know, everything that happened, like every shitty thing that happened, and there was a lot of, that's like an off mic conversation we'll have.
Yeah.
Like, but there was a lot of like really shitty things that happened. But every shitty thing that happened led me to where I'm sitting right now.
Right.
With, you know, Calvin sitting next to me and my wife will be home in, you know, 20 minutes. And like, so like, it's not like I'm like, oh, I wish I had never met, because I can't say that I wish I had never
met her. Yeah. Like, because, and so two things on that. One, I remember talking to someone in Saratoga. He's a musician on the scene as well. And he's very like elusive when you talk to him. He's like one of those people who's just like very mysterious. And I'm like, what's your deal? So when I worked in Saratoga, he worked above the store that my mom owned. So he and I would interact every now and again. And so one day I was like, we were chatting and I was like, Mark, like, how did you find your way here? And then he goes, why does anyone do anything? And I was like, what? And he goes, for a woman. And I was like, okay.
It's true.
Yeah. And then the other thing I want to say is, I'm sure there are many songs written about this, but it always makes me think of that Lake Street Dive song that's like, all my mistakes brought me to you. Like, whatever that is, if it's a person or a place, or like, it just brings you here, right? And it's like, that's like the other thing too, that's just like all of the hardest things you go through are like, you look back and you're like, oh yeah, I like had to do that because I wouldn't be me now. Yeah. Like,
for
I would
me,
be
that,
very
that
different.
Analogy comes from Ben Folds, The Luckiest.
Oh my god!
You know, with every twist and turn and stumble and fall, brought me here.
You're gonna make me cry. Yeah, but for real. Yeah.
Who, oh and who's another artist you might be surprised that I'm a super fan.
You know what though?
Of.
I could see that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me because there's like, he's just such a like badass outlier piano player. Like, that feels right to me that you would really like him.
I don't
know
if I would say bad. I like him because he's a fucking nerd.
He is a nerd
like,
too.
And like, I like,
he's a huge nerd.
I like, you know, and that's like Descendants, one of my favorite bands. Like,
yeah,
they write songs about not getting the girl. Like, all their songs are about not getting the girl.
Yeah.
And reading and doing their homework and having their checkbook balanced is very important. They like to fish.
Yes.
But
oh
like,
God,
you know,
out.
they're like the anti-punk rock punk rockers.
Yes.
And that's why they're my favorite, because I'm like, yeah. Oh, and they love coffee. And we were talking about that earlier. I love coffee.
I miss coffee. I miss coffee a lot. I like, I will have it, and then within an hour, my whole body just starts to buzz.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to do something. Like, I literally, it was like maybe a couple weeks ago, JP and I were home and we had the day off, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a cup of coffee today. I'm going to like drink this coffee. I literally never drank the whole thing. I only get halfway through it, And then I was like, I really feel like maybe we like need to do something. Do we like need to clean this whole apartment? Do we need to like rearrange the whole downstairs? Like, I just was like, whoa. And then he was like, whoa. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll hit that point every once in a while, even with my love of coffee, but like there is every once in a while,
but it sounds like you drink a lot.
Maybe not as much, because like I had to stop because I have heartburn issues,
and
it like
it's always like heartburn or digestion.
Man, it was so bad.
Coffee,
like it was so bad. And like, as you know, I quit drinking like alcohol, like it'll be a year.
I was gonna say that
it'll be a year next month.
Okay.
Yeah. On my birthday, I had one bourbon drink and said I'm done.
Wow.
So
can I ask, like, what was that like personal reasons, or was it physical reasons, or was it the whole thing? Or
you know, it's like the least exciting answer you're gonna get from somebody who quit drinking. It just started to fucking bore me pretty much. Like, not like, but like, I didn't like the buzz. The heartburn that I would get was not worth it.
Yep.
The hangover when you're 50 is insane.
I can't imagine.
Like, if I would drink on a Friday, it would be Sunday afternoon by the time I'm like, all right, I'm feeling all right.
Yes.
Time to go back to work, you know? I'm like,
right.
And it just got to be... And like the whole reason my podcast, I almost said this podcast.
This podcast. It's basically like,
well, actually technically it led to this podcast, but was because I had stopped drinking for a finite amount of time. I was like, I'm going to give myself 3 months and just not drink.
Okay.
And then I immediately was like, I need to do something with this manic energy.
Okay.
And Spotify had been sending me these emails. Being like, hey, start a podcast, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And I already had like Spotify for Artists for the band.
Yep.
And it was like, you know, we'll make it super easy. Like, all you got to do is upload an MP3. And I was like, you know what? So I made a concept trailer.
Oh.
That was just like, hey, this is Andy of, you know, Shortwave Radio Band. And I was like, you know, I'm going to start a podcast where I'm going to have local musicians on and blah, blah, blah. And I just laid out like a 2 or 3 minute long concept and then put it out on Spotify, put a couple Instagram posts up and whatever. And then I had a couple publications reach out to me that day. Actually, by the time the weekend was over, I had 4 publications reach out that were like, yeah, we want to like, so I chose Nippertown is who I went with.
Mm-hmm.
And how that turned out. But the way that turned out, that is exactly like the ex moving to Troy.
Correct.
Like, it had to happen.
Yep.
Like, it was painful. A lot of shit happened.
Yep.
Questioned what I was doing, why I was doing it.
Yep. Yep.
But now we're here.
Right.
So it like had to happen.
And I remember too, like, even when all that went down, and I remember you posting a photo with Aaron and TJ, and it was like meeting of the minds. And I was like, what's going on here?
Metroland day one.
And Metroland. And so what's weird about me is like, everyone's like, Metroland is back. And I was like, I didn't even know what Metroland was. Like, I had no concept for it. So, what was it that made you like want to make that dive in?
Well, when I first moved to Troy, again, you know, coming from Vermont, like there was no music scene there. Like, there's no music scene like where I grew up. There just isn't.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah. It's too small.
I mean, at all.
Probably? Or, like, oh.
Yeah. There's no places to play. There's no, like, where I grew up, I mean, there's no music venue within 2 hours of where I, you know, like, Albany would be the, you know.
Oh, sure. Oh, my God.
We would have to come over here.
That's wild. And,
like, any concerts growing up, like, any big concerts or whatever, Albany. Like,
yeah.
So we had no music scene or whatever.
Wow.
So when I first moved to Troy,
I can't even like comprehend that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I mean, now I can't, but
Yeah.
But like then it just, you know,
it just was what it was.
It just was what it was. And I mean, I was 31 years old when I moved to Troy. Like,
that is so wild. Cause you're so ingrained in the scene here now that I'm like, what were you doing for the first 30 years of your life? Like,
just hanging out in Vermont.
That is crazy. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That's wild.
I worked in radio over there.
And you you literally do have a radio voice.
I've been doing it since I was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah. And when I was a teenager, I worked at, do you know, like, the categorizations of music? So, like, adult alternative essentially, you know, like, they use the word alternative, but it was a lot of, like, instrumental stuff.
Oh.
And, like, John Tesh and Yanni and Enya.
Okay.
And,
oh, sure. Okay.
You know, and stuff like
adult,
that.
Okay. That feels like
And then every once in a while, they'd play, like, a very chill R.E.M. song. And that would be, you know, at noon
on a
Friday.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, all right, we're cranking it up.
R.E.M., baby.
Fucking Night Swimming. You know, everybody turn it up. You know, hide the kids.
Oh, my God.
So it was like, and I had like really, really long hair.
Like, stop.
It was like a little metalhead.
Oh my God.
And I sounded, you gotta, like, send I sounded me a like this on the, oh, I could probably find one, but I sounded like this on the air. Aww. So like I sounded like an adult.
Yeah.
And I worked there for years and
wow.
Again, started as a teenager.
That is wild. But just doing radio.
Just doing radio.
And then you find yourself in Troy.
Mm-hmm. And then Metroland
was a thing then.
Was a thing then. Okay. And I'm almost positive it was weekly.
Okay.
I'm like 99% sure that it was weekly. It may have been monthly, but I don't know. My memory's fuzzy. But
also print was so much more, I guess, relevant then
Right. Yeah. This was, you know, 2004.
Yeah.
So like it was crazy to like see to be able to open up a paper and to see like an ad for a venue that had like all these bands that like I listened to, you know, all these bands that I know, and be like, I can be at that place in 5 minutes if I drive. Or some places it would be like, I can just walk. Like I saw Colin Hay at the Music Hall.
Right, like, right.
I lived on that street a block and a half away.
Yeah.
And like, it was just like, you know, to walk right down. Metroland was just to be able to open it and see shit and be like, I can do these things.
Right.
Instead of like opening a trade magazine. Like in radio, there's the big trade magazines that, you know, and I'd be like, L.A., Chicago, Nashville, Boston, New York City. You know what I mean? There was never like anything that was like...
And you're reachable.
Like this was like beyond reachable. Like I could walk to shit.
Right.
So
that's
Metroland
wild.
Became very important to me when I moved there.
Okay.
Because when it would come out, it would literally be like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to go check out?
And, right.
And then... I moved away, like I moved up to Saratoga after the whole, you know, thing with,
the
girl didn't work out. Like I moved up to Saratoga and kind of, you know, lost touch with Metro. And then in that time it dissolved.
Oh.
And I didn't even know it went away until like years after it was gone. And I was wait, Metroland's not around anymore?
Whoa,
like, that's a bummer. So when Aaron was very cryptic in the beginning.
Okay.
Like, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing started. I still remember the text. It just said, and we didn't really know each other, you know, like, other than, you know.
Being in the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, we both were, you know, working, you know, I don't know, at Nippertown, I guess you could say, because she was associated with it. So was TJ.
Yep.
But we didn't really know each other very well. But I get a text from her that just says,
oh my God.
Hey, we need to chat.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And okay. Okay. Like, I would be like, oh my God, am I in trouble?
I mean, don't even get me started with how intimidated I am by Aaron.
Oh my God. Yeah. Aren't we all? Like, aren't we
totally.
All?
She's a powerhouse.
She
man.
Is
like,
she is unbelievable. I haven't even asked her to be on this podcast because I'm like, you're too busy. You do too much.
Yeah.
I can't ask you to just take your time and like come here and do this. But like at some point, I'd love to have her on. But yeah, we've just gotten to know each other like in the last couple months or something. And she is, I would say, like a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
And like, so, you know, she was like, let's meet for coffee. And like she gave a time and place. And I was like, okay, cool. And then TJ was there.
Yeah.
And then we, you know, we were basically like just throwing around ideas. And like I felt... very like my imposter syndrome was bubbling over,
of course,
like sitting there. And like, you know, I knew TJ at the time, like from a band level.
Yeah,
you know, we've played shows together. Like we were
I always grouped you guys in the same in the same like group of people. I don't know why, but it was always just kind of like I was like, oh yeah, Andy and TJ are like live in the same place in my brain, you know.
but we were definitely already friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And but it was like I didn't know what I could offer. So, you know, like I was like, I'm a podcast dude. Like my thing is like, that's, you know, I love the podcast format. I love talking into a microphone. I love having a conversation.
Yes.
And then having other people. And I love listening to other people's podcasts, too. You know, like in the car, I don't listen to music. I listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
And
me too.
So
I'm audiobooks right now. But Yeah, but it's, I really don't listen to music much anymore, but yeah.
Me either. And so it, you know, got rolling, and then like, you know, a couple weeks would go by, and then like Aaron would send a text that would just say something like, you know, haven't forgotten about you.
Yep.
Like, you know, I'm working on some stuff. And then like, you know, a little longer stretch of time would go by. And then, you know, that happened a couple times. And then one of them, you know, it was just like, hey, we're bringing mental
health. We're doing it.
Or not we, she was like,
yeah.
Because she had already, I mean, she had done all that shit on her own.
Like, wow.
With the getting it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, brought, I mean.
That is so wild.
I guess brought us on board is not the, because we were already on board.
Right,
but like,
right, yeah.
You know, she basically was like, look at what I did.
Right,
like,
she
was like, I got fucking Metro. And
oh my God.
I still just remember being like, there's no fucking way.
Right.
Like, there is no way
she
that she just
like,
did that.
She like, didn't even, like, hint at you, like, what was happening.
No,
it was just, like, one day it was, like,
and
I
don't
got
even
Metrolin.
Know if she knew.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, she might have, but, like,
yeah,
because you know, she would just check in every once in a while. So I don't know what level of progress happened when.
Mm-hmm.
I just know one of those things, she was, like, yeah,
all of a sudden, bam.
I own Metrolin.
That is like, fucking wild. Fuck? Yeah.
And so, again, like, I'm like, you know, I was like, I'll cowpow however I can. So, like, in the beginning, I was doing the social media, like, because mm-hmm. that's what I do for a day job.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like,
and the social media looks amazing. Like,
well, I don't do it anymore. So.
Well, whatever it was, even when it's, I mean, it's only been out for a few months now, yeah, right? So it's like, even in that time, like, it's just, it looks spectacular.
Well, that's
like,
all, I mean, that's all Kiki.
It's Kiki.
Like, I worked with it, like, because when I say I did the social media,
yeah,
like, I worked within her templates.
Ah,
like,
cool.
I was more, I guess did social media is a stronger word.
No, but
I
like,
was the scheduler.
Okay,
of social,
but
like,
still,
you know,
but still,
I laid
like,
out when things
yes,
would drop.
But
and
it
would
also looked
format.
Like everything about it, I feel like, is so well thought out.
Yeah.
And so, but like, it just.
That's Kiki.
Yeah. Like, and it me. Looks, it just. But you're also saying that, but I feel like you're like lessening your part of it, because it's also like, even you going through and doing the time, it's like, that's the part that I'm like, I don't ever want to fucking do that. Like, I'm fucking done. I'm so over
I
that.
I will do that
you know?
For you as well.
Oh, too. My God.
Just so you just so
oh,
you
my
know.
God. That's amazing.
That's
I'm
my
just
role
like,
as
I'm
a
like,
producer.
Fuck
yeah.
that. Like, yeah. That's like, fucking, I hate it, you know?
Yeah. But like, once everything got rolling, now it's,
yeah,
it's a, you know, I'm hands off. Like, I don't do anything with it.
That's really nice.
But that freed me up to do.
Then do this.
This.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got.
This being
of,
my podcast,
yeah.
I guess
do,
this is
do
my
you have
podcast.
A name
it doesn't feel like
for you?
Okay. So, I do think I want it to be called Two Normal People.
I love it.
So here's my thing about it, right? Because we have it's like a play on words.
Mm-hmm.
So is it two normal people, like T O O, like we're just two normal people, or is it two normal people T W O, two normal people because we're just two normal people talking, or is it two normal people T O? It's like two all the normal people.
I think it should be T-O-O.
Two, yeah,
like,
that's right.
Two,
that's what I wanted to be in my brain.
People.
Mm-hmm,
with no commas people. Or punctuation.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Because like,
yeah,
that would change the...
Correct.
I think,
yeah,
I think that
yeah,
would be good.
Two normal people. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so we have two normal people on the Metroland
yeah.
Podcast Network.
Yes, here we are. Yeah.
And actually, well, we don't know when this will release, but so I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But like, there's another one I went and recorded last night, an episode... I'm you know, I won't give details just in case, but there
we'll
is
talk
a,
it.
We'll talk about
yeah.
it off air, but there is another podcast that's like off and running.
It's
I,
off and running.
I
oh
wasn't even the first guest. I think
really?
I was like the fourth
Get
or something
out.
Like that. Like
oh my God,
they've,
huge.
They've got their shit together. Like
oh
it's
my
wild.
God.
Like
cool.
You know how I say, oh, don't plan anything. They,
yeah.
They would not take that advice
no.
if I gave it to them. Cause when
oh
he showed me the layout for the show.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's what I said. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Had the whole thing?
Whole thing. He
wow.
had the whole season laid out. Like, on episode one,
who?
I want to do this with this Corey Dempsey. I don't know if you know him.
I don't know him.
Single Cut. He's at Single Cut. He's in the band
oh,
Sad
he's
Dads.
He's the bartender at Single
yeah.
Cut. Yeah.
Yep,
okay.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. And now
yeah, I
he's,
did email
he's
him.
On
okay.
he's on Team Metroland.
Oh, sick.
He writes. And
oh my God, no way.
This podcast that he's doing now is like a... It's not a totally new one. It's like
yeah.
one that he's resurrecting that
oh.
He used to do before.
Oh, get out.
He's
okay,
basically
cool.
just going to like fire it back up under, oh, hell under yeah. the Metroland umbrella.
But, oh my God, cool.
So it's already up and running. So, unsigned 518, two normal people. Like, I don't know what Corey's podcast is called.
Yeah. That's okay. We can also
Mistress
cut whatever.
Mistress of None
want,
with Aaron Harks. So that's four podcasts.
Hell yeah.
That we'll have going into the summer.
Oh my God.
And, you know, what Huge. I want is I would really like to get more podcast content under the Metroland umbrella. And I'm looking at now how I can get it all under the same feed. You know, because right now it would basically, you know, your show will be your show.
Yes.
My show is my show. And when you search it, but there's some way where you could basically get it under like a network feed where it would be your show.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to just see what the other shows were, you could go to Metroland Podcast Network and it would be like, these are all the shows.
Oh my God, that's huge. So, yeah.
But,
and then everything is just kind of building on the other ones, and they're all helping each other. And
yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's my focus now.
Nice
to kind of get. And also, I do write, even though I'm.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All of you, like you, TJ, and Aaron. Like I look at the three of you. Like I have reached a point in my life where I burnt out. So in my mid-20s, just like burnt myself right the fuck out. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, how little can I do? And I'm looking at all of you guys. You're just like so inspiring to me because I'm like, you're just going and going and going. And I'm like, I literally do not have it in my body to do it anymore. And I'm so like impressed by the three of you. And I'm sure so many other people on this scene, but you're the three who come to the top of my mind.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, writing is not something that I even thought I could do. And it's funny. And now it's kind of
never.
A joke
because
like TJ's the editor. But I mean, last print issue, I had three articles in there.
And like, get out.
Yeah, I've had articles in every issue so far.
What did you write for the last one?
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
I don't even remember.
what do we got?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is the birdhouse issue. Oh, and my band was in it, too.
Oh, nice.
Which, you know, some,
I gotta hit you guys up about getting
some people
a
have
thing in there for
have
me.
Thoughts about, you know, my band being in it and I'm part of Metroland, but
what?
Yeah,
no, that's like what you should be doing.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
it should all be cross promotion.
That's what I think,
has,
and also more than anything is I don't want to punish my band members because I'm part of a publication.
Yeah.
You know, be like, oh yeah, sorry, dudes, no.
Like you, I'm a part of this thing, and so we can't be a part of
it.
That's if someone has, that's so dumb.
It
that's
is.
Like the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It is.
But people will just like always find something to be upset about, right? Like it doesn't matter what you do. Like if you didn't do it, then your band would be upset. But if you do it, other people are like, he's using the thing. But it's like, you work so hard. Like you should.
Totally. And that's how I feel. And the way also like how I justify it to myself is that like, not like I should have to, but it's like I spend all of my energy helping others. And like every once in a while I can
100%
be like, hey, I also do stuff.
Yeah, you know? Correct. Like, yeah. Yeah.
So, and we have a new album coming. So I was like,
you
that's,
do, yeah.
That's big.
I was just
know?
Thinking about that actually. When does that, do you have a date?
Yes. It's gonna come out on the April 24th on
this month.
CD.
Okay.
And Bandcamp.
Okay.
And then we're gonna release another single on the 25th.
Okay.
Which will be our single that we did with JB, a.k.a. Dirty Moses.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, my God. Okay, fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that was happening.
I'll
no.
play it for you before you leave.
Yeah,
it's
please.
It's wild. Yeah,
yeah.
We made a hip-hop song that JB raps
Stop.
Over.
Stop. Oh, my God. That's so
and
cool.
And Abby from the band, she sings.
Oh, I know Abby.
She does the vocal hook.
Get out.
And JB raps, and we just, the rest of the band just lays down like a jazzy groove.
Get
and
out.
It started kind of as a joke. Like
yeah.
We were doing, and I was like, you know, jamming on it, and it all Lonnie had written was this one little vocal hook.
Oh.
And then so we would do the vocal hook, and then it was just this little bass, and I was like, man, it almost sounds like someone should be rapping here, you know? And then
oh my God.
It just grew, and then it was like, I mean, I know like legitimate rappers, like
right. You're
the,
like, oh, wait a minute,
area.
Right? Correct.
And I was like, I'm just gonna like. And the other thing too is advice for anybody in anything is ask.
I was just thinking about this. I was just thinking about this as you were speaking because I was like, you are so good at just being like, like, okay, it's like you do this, you have this career in radio and then you move to Troy and then you're like, okay, like I'm just going to like enmesh myself in the music scene. And then it's like, okay, I'm up in Saratoga and I'm doing this. And then it's like, okay, I'm starting a band. I'm going to start a podcast. Meanwhile, you like also have like a very full-time serious day job and like you're doing all that.
That has nothing to do with music at all.
Yeah. And then you're also like, okay, then now I'm going to start all these other podcasts. Like I'm going to be the head of this podcast network. And like you just do it.
Yeah.
Which is like, I was also sitting here thinking like, I mean, it's also like part of me thinks it's a very like man thing to just be able to like, be like, yeah, I'm just going to do it. I think it's harder for a woman to just be like, I'm going to do it. Like, that's how I feel anyway. But
it shouldn't be.
But
you're probably not wrong.
I think that that's like a piece of that's like a what a great thing to have that you have that you're just like, I'll just do it. And then you do it. And then it just is successful. Like, it's huge.
Yeah. But that's how it. Everything happens.
I know, and that's just how it happens. You just have to do it.
You just either say, I want to do this, and I'm going to do it, and you take a first step, just like when you got here today.
Right.
You know, you're like a little nervous about what, and then it was just like, no, we just hit record.
Right. Yeah, you were like, okay, you just looked at me, and you're like, you just looked at me, and you were like, I'm going to hit record.
Yeah.
And I was like,
now we're 40 minutes into it.
Stop. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We've been talking for 40 minutes.
Wild. And like, that is wild.
So, you know, you just got to.
Like, is anyone going to like this?
One step. One step. Yeah,
right.
People are going to like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thank with you. JB, I just did exactly that. I just, I sent him a text and was like, I said, what would it, you know, what would it take to
get you to do this?
And he was like, oh, I'll do it for you.
Oh my God.
And it was like, just that. And I was like, really? And I still remember like to the band, I'm like, guys, he said
it's
yes.
It's real.
He said yes.
It's actually happening. Yeah, it's happening.
And we didn't know what he was going to do.
Yeah.
So like when we recorded with TJ, we went in and recorded, you know, our part to it.
Where did you record?
At TJ's house.
Oh, at TJ's house. Yeah. Oh, dope. Okay, cool.
And then he sent, you know, he communicated that end of it with JB, and JB recorded his portion at his home studio.
Yep.
And then just, you know, they electronically about
awesome.
So like by the time we heard it for the first time, it was done. Like
we
heard the complete version, and it was like, it's still weird to hear and be like,
that's
band. Me on bass.
Yeah.
Because like the bass line, I'm always like, damn, that's it sounds fucking good. And then I'm like, that's me playing that. Like, that's wild.
That is
like,
that is the you know? Best feeling. Yeah. That is the best feeling. I feel like as musicians, it probably doesn't happen that often because it's so hard to, like, remove yourself from, like, it being you and just, like, the critical piece of that. But I kind of felt that way about, like, my last album, too, where I was just like, oh, I actually, like this. And I put it on for some reason the other day. Oh, my friend has been like helping me with some social media, and she was like, can you write me like a little bit about each song so I can like put it on TikTok or whatever? And I was like, okay. And so I was just like listening to the songs and like writing about them for her. And then I was like listening to it, and I was like, actually, this is like pretty good. And I was like, that's a cool feeling. It's
it is a cool feeling. And like, I always, and like, I'm, you know, I'm not like, you know, super trained, you know, trained musician or like, you know, I'm not speaking on that level, but I always thought I always thought it was weird when people don't listen to their own music. I'm like,
I never used to.
Yeah.
And then I only do it. It's harder. I think like if I was just like maybe like a backup in something, but it's so hard for me. Like the vocal stuff is so hard for me. Like I couldn't put it on and just listen to it because like, the vocal part of it is like I'm so like fucking anal about my vocals, so it's like,
and I mean you know, obviously, well, like we say we're a punk rock band, but like it started out we said we're a punk rock band so that we didn't have to be very good. I don't know.
Oh my God.
That's a secret I don't think I've told.
Oh my God. Stop. Oh my God. You heard it here on Two Normal People.
But that is fucking,
oh my
honestly,
God, that's great.
That's honestly the reason we started saying, like, because we
wrote,
you know, our first original song was in 2021.
Okay.
And before that, we had only done covers.
Oh,
then,
really?
Yeah. And then we were just like, let's.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Some, yeah. We started out as an acoustic duo.
What?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Me and Lonnie.
Were you playing bass?
I was playing acoustic guitar.
That's
my main instrument.
Oh my God. Right, your main instrument. Oh my God,
I had
so
like
wild.
Dabbled in bass a little bit.
Okay.
But I didn't own a bass. I didn't.
Oh my God,
you know,
really?
Yeah. No, the bass that I have, I bought.
Get out
three
specifically
years ago.
For that.
Yeah.
So how does Shortwave Radio Band like go from And Lonnie also plays guitar?
Yeah, Lonnie is an electric guitar maestro.
That's right. Okay.
Like he's, okay. And another interesting fact, guess where Lonnie grew up?
Oh, my God, where?
Chester, Vermont.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a really wild story, though, how it came together is that, like, I'm, I don't know, probably 4 years older than him.
Okay.
Maybe even five. I think probably closer to five. I think I'm, like, 5 years. So, like, we weren't, like, peers in, you know, because he was in, like, seventh grade or whatever when I graduated. But, like, it's a small enough town where everybody knows everybody.
Yep.
And, you know, I remember there was like a talent show. I was like a senior or whatever. And
oh my
he was
God,
in
I
like seventh
it.
Grade. And
yeah.
He played, I can't even remember. Was it a Metallica song?
Oh my God.
And I just remember like being like, holy shit.
Oh my
like,
God.
This kid is like.
Rocks.
Is like killing it. And
oh
like
my God.
Hitting like every note and like hitting like.
Yes, yes.
Little solos and like
yes.
And so like he
oh
out there was always like an imprint on my brain of like this little kid that shredded the high school talent show when he was in seventh grade. And you know, so we were like Facebook friends or whatever.
Yep.
And I was living in Greenwich, like we had moved I had gotten married and moved to Greenwich.
Okay.
And
were
so
you guys
is,
in Saratoga for all that time? It's so funny to me that you're like a Saratoga person.
Yeah, we moved in 2017.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
How did you and Katie meet?
I was her boss at Bacchus in Troy. Yeah.
Ow.
She was in physical therapy school.
Right.
And I was general manager of Bacchus.
Oh
and
my
she
God.
Worked a couple nights a week.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just while she was
oh
in
my
physical
God.
Therapy school.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Was it like a little bit like, you have to ride this train with me because I'm like rom-com book reader extraordinaire right now. So was it like a little bit like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this?
Yeah.
Well, it was.
It was. Yeah. That
I
is
love
that
it.
Is that is how
oh
it started.
My God.
It started with a little bit of sneaking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
oh my God.
Both like kind of feeling a little guilty.
Yeah.
I guess I'll get a little personal, but
if
like
you want.
That,
we can
I
always
will.
Cut it
I
out.
I don't give a shit. But
Bro.
Like that relationship that had gone sour had left me in a weird place.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I didn't tell anybody.
Uh-oh.
Like family.
Oh my God.
And friends. Whatever. But like
Angie.
She had just like she had left me. Like it wasn't like a and
oh my God.
But yeah, she had left me for somebody else and
oh Jesus. Oh my God.
Had just peaced out and like I kinda came home to an empty house thing
Holy
and went into like
shit.
A,
shock?
Yeah, went into like a bit of a shock and didn't tell anybody. Didn't tell my family, didn't tell my coworkers, didn't tell like fucking anybody.
Andy.
And so
what?
For like 6 months.
Oh my God. I mean, sometimes it's really hard to say, right?
It was really hard to say, but it was also like I just got into like this routine.
Yeah.
That like I just lie about being
and
happy
then you're
and
like,
going
well,
home to my fiance.
And then it's like a month. Like, you guys were engaged?
Yeah, we were engaged, yeah. Yeah. And so that obviously made it harder with the
also
telling the family. Be like, oh yeah, her.
Oh
yeah.
God.
No. Nope. No, that's
God.
Not happening. But yeah,
nope.
So
yeah,
it's not my proudest
my God,
moment,
so
but like
funny.
That's like what I, you know,
no,
that's what I did. I like,
yeah.
I.
We're human beings.
And nobody knew.
That
like people
is
at work
fucking
like,
wild.
Had no idea that I was in like full on crisis.
Right.
For months. And like I would wait till I got home and then just like fall
and then
apart.
Just, yep.
Pull my shit together.
Go out into the world.
Go out in the world, come home, fall apart. And then like one day I just like decided. She doesn't get to have that power.
Yes.
And I just said to everybody that would listen,
mm-hmm.
Hey, here's what happened.
Like, and it happened 6 months ago.
Yeah. And she left me for a woman, too. Did I mention that?
No.
Yeah. Which was also like really
oh,
fucked
God.
Up. Like,
oh, my God.
But again,
God.
It was full.
Your,
it was like
you,
full
oh
crisis mode.
To like process that.
To
is
process
so
that.
Much.
And it was like weaponized against me.
Oh, yeah.
Which like
okay.
was really.
Yep.
Not, you know, it was like really not cool. Like,
right.
Cause like it basically, you know, meant that I wasn't allowed to say anything about it. I wasn't allowed
oh
to have
God.
A problem with it.
Right.
Because if I did.
But you know. Honestly, wouldn't have mattered if it was a man or a woman.
No, exactly. Like, well, I mean, 100%. Yeah. But because it was a woman, I couldn't.
Then
talk,
you couldn't.
I couldn't
yeah.
talk about it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. I mean, while it was happening, like to her.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It was like.
Where she was just like, it was probably like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, I don't know. But it was, it was tough. So when I came out of it,
I literally can't not talk about things. Like, I was just reading a book. I literally, like, I'm pretty sure JP is like his brain, it, like, falls out of his ears sometimes. Cause I'm just like, like, I have to. Otherwise,
Katie,
I can't.
Do that. Are you awake yet?
When
I come downstairs, I'll be
are you awake yet?
are you ready to process yet?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because also JP and I wake up, like, I wake up sometimes hours before he does. So then I've lived a whole day. Right. And then he's waking up and I'm like, so. And then I'm like, oh my God, wait, sorry. Like, you're literally just waking up right now. But yeah, but I literally can't not talk about it. So that's, oh my God.
Yeah. So when I started shouting it from the rooftops and basically I was confident as shit. Like, I, like, went from, like, scared, you know, like, not scared necessarily, but, like, I was never a confident person in any way, shape, or form. Mm. And coming out of that and being, like, I've decided that I'm taking this.
Back. Yeah.
And it worked. Wow. Like, I was, like, I felt better. And, like, I became a new person. And, like, I became this guy. Because, like, I would not have been this guy
without that.
Because, mm-hmm. like, before I was just, you know, scared of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And that, like, gave me the... I mean, again, it was tough, but I would not change it. Because I came out of it confident. And
now, like, you're just like the here I am, and I'm going to ask, and I'm going to
And then, like, within weeks of that, Katie and I were dating.
Oh,
and, like,
God.
And it was funny, too, because a lot of people were, you know, like, got the impression that I had, like, just jumped out of a relationship.
Right.
I'm like, motherfucker, she's been gone for fucking 7 months.
I've been mourning this relationship for 7 months. You just didn't know.
This is not new for me. And I remember the one moment when I was like, oh, yeah, like, I got it happening is we ran into some of her relatives downtown while we were walking holding hands.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I remember being like, yeah, this is happening.
Yep.
Do whatever you want with this information.
Right, correct.
And I laughed.
Yep.
You know,
oh, my,
like,
God, that's a good feeling.
It's like, I don't care. I don't care what you think about it because, like, you know.
Right. No, because this is what I'm doing. I have yet to have, like, that moment of, like, I have this feeling where I'm like, I'm going to see him in Target and I'm going to be like, fuck you, you know? But, like, I have yet to have that moment happen. And that's probably a good feeling to, like, really feel like in your moment and, like, in your power, and then just be like, it's over. And, like, I'm,
you know, and, like, and it was a very empowering moment.
Yeah.
And that was 2011.
Oh my God.
Maybe.
Wow.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's huge.
And then Katie's the best.
Yeah. So. She is the best. She's literally the best. When did you guys get married?
2015.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, so you're coming up on
10 years. Yeah.
10 years.
10 years.
Oh.
On D-Day.
Get out.
And we got married in front of a World War II monument.
Oh my God.
We did not put the two together.
Oh no.
Or not in front of
that
a monument,
incredible.
But it was in eyesight. We got married in the park in Saratoga.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's
and, like,
what I was thinking.
Under that big oak tree, and there's the monument there.
Yep.
And, like, literally, like, as, like, you know, the family's gathering, we're putting, you know, everything. I'm like, why? You know, like, these guys got to choose today to be sad?
Yeah.
And, like, my dad's like, it's D-Day.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
God.
Are you...
You're like, oh, I'm an asshole,
like,
actually.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Like, it changed the whole thing. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. Ooh,
and then
sorry.
I'm like, cool. I'm just over here having the happiest day of my
life.
Happiest
day of my
life. So if you guys could just keep it down a little.
Keep your tears to a minimum.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. That's huge. Yeah. Oh, my God. What did you do? You had your ceremony there. Where did you have your reception? What did you guys do?
I can't remember what the name of the... It's above the Starbucks in town. It was like a banquet hall.
Yep.
It's changed names a bunch of times, but it was up there.
I was wondering if you guys did something like more traditional or not, because you seem like a little less traditional.
Yeah, we're definitely not traditional. Yeah. We didn't even want to have a ceremony, but, like,
yeah.
It was, you know,
that's where, like, JP and I are right now, where we're like, our ceremony's gonna be like five people at our ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't want to, but
yeah,
but we did.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not traditional. And then we went day drinking with all our
friends. My God, fun. Like, yeah.
Because we got married in the morning, but.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
That's like what they used to do in England.
Yeah.
They had and then you'd go into breakfast. Everyone would have breakfast together.
And we had a brunch.
Oh my God.
And we got married at 10 and then went over for a big brunch.
Oh, I kind of love that.
Bacon themed.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, there was like bacon donuts and.
Oh my God.
It was fun.
Oh, that's an idea. I'm logging that in for later, but.
All right, I'm switching into producer mode for a second. Okay. Your next guest is going to be here shortly.
Oh my God, in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay, I didn't have my phone, so I wasn't.
We need, and if I just, if I was a producer, this would be what I would do.
Wrap it up.
Or this one.
Yeah. But you are a producer also.
Yeah.
Okay, well, just popping up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, I'm going to be with you in spirit every episode.
Was this good?
Yeah,
is this like a, I feel like
exactly
this is going to be the first episode.
Be. Yeah, okay, perfect.
Right? Because I'm like, this is like us introducing what it is. That's what my thought was.
Yeah, totally. And then I'll go over there and
and you'll
lose
never
the
see him again or hear him again.
Will not see me or hear me. It'll be all hand signals.
Yeah, oh my God, it'll be all this.
Yeah,
because these episodes are going to be long,
and that's where I'm comfortable though.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's
Yeah,
I just like when I started playing guitar, I only started singing because no one else would.
Yeah,
and I'm only hosting because
no one else was doing it.
Yeah. So this is going to be my fun show.
Oh hell yeah!
Good to be a producer again.
Cool. Well, yeah. I'm honored. I'm honored that I'm here and that you're here and we're doing this. I'm really stoked. I've wanted to have a podcast for a while. So talk about imposter syndrome. Because even when we were on the phone, I was like, why me?
But it'll be awesome.
I'm stoked to kind of see where it goes. So
hell yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Talking to normal people.